Urban planners say the $11 billion spent on stadiums and infrastructure has provided jobs to some poor Brazilians. But they say the public works have driven up housing costs and forced the least wealthy residents further away from jobs and services. Particularly controversial has been the so-called pacification program in informal communities or favelas. Special police, called UPPs, have been deployed in dozens of these to drive out drug traffickers and other criminals. The results have been mixed, says urbanism professor Chris Gaffney from the local Fluminense Federal University.
One benefit is that we've seen a dramatic decrease in mortality rates through gunfire, because the police no longer come in and open fire randomly in these pacified communities. We've also seen an increase in petty crime, rapes and burglaries, not petty crime, of course, rape.
He says traffickers belong to these communities and impose their own kind of instant justice, whereas the police are viewed with suspicion. He says the gangsters have just moved their operations to other favelas. Nevertheless, the program has brought some order to previously lawless neighborhoods.
So these places were previously closed in many respects to the formal market. But the UPP goes in and it removes the barrier of the drug traffickers and allows all kinds of market forces to flow through it, whether it's tourism, whether it's state-sponsored projects, or for formalized businesses to come in the form of banks.
The investment in social programs by World Cup organizing body FIFA is another positive development, says sports management professor Lisa Delpinarati of George Washington University.
There's been a lot of educational programs teaching young people about the environment, using football to educate them about other issues in terms of, like, say, AIDS, and getting them to come and go to school.
She adds that under FIFA pressure, the government has adopted some pro-environmental measures, such as recycling waste at the stadiums and ensuring the structures meet the guidelines of the Leeds Energy and Environmental Design Program.
The biggest challenge with any of these is the legacy. Will these programs continue? Will people remember to recycle? Because recycling is new here.
The Brazilian government says billions of dollars will be added to the economy because of the World Cup. But many Brazilians believe the money will go to only a few. Critics note several European cities have rejected proposals to host such mega events. They believe the model needs to be re-examined if host nations are to avoid public protests like those that have accompanied the Brazil World Cup. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.